Hey guys, who's played the game of tic-tac-toe as a kid? I assume most of you have, and today's game is called tic-tac-toe ho-ho-ho. So welcome to the Coaching Kids Soccer Podcast. My name's Chris King, and we've got another fun game for you today, and it's Christmas themed. So hopefully you can use this before the kids break up for Christmas. Otherwise, just use it as a regular tic-tac-toe one throughout the season. Now, you want to set up grab some cones and set up a grid just like tic-tac-toe. So you've got 9 squares, and then you split the teams into split the players into 2 teams. And what makes this Christmas themed is hopefully if you've got some Santa hats or some reindeer antlers laying around, the kids can either use these to put them down as their noughts and crosses, or the player that runs out has to have a Santa hat on. Okay, so have a bit of fun with this one. So the kids line up, and you can either do it dribbling. That's the way that I like to do it. So each player or each team has a ball. They dribble out, and so let's say, for example, that we're playing it so that the player that dribbles out has to have a Santa hat on. So I'll dribble out with the ball, and I'll have a red-coloured bibs. So I'll have a bib in my hand. Each team has 3 bibs, and they try and get 3 in a row before the other team can get 3 in a row. So I'll dribble out, put my bib in the middle square, dribble back, give my hat to the next player. They'll dribble out and put their next bib in a square as well. At the same time, the other team's going, and they're trying to block us off so that we don't get 3 in a row. Now, once 3 bibs are on the ground, the next player that runs out, dribbles out, they can move one of their team's bibs. Okay, so I hope that all makes sense. It's just simply tic-tac-toe, but with football, and you're using bibs, different coloured bibs, instead of the noughts and crosses. So one team's red, one team's green at Christmas if you can. And each player has to put on the reindeer antlers or a Santa hat before they can go. Okay, so yeah, have lots of fun with this one. I think that's it. The main things that players work on here, obviously dribbling. And the good thing as well, you've got your teammates there. They're all yelling and communicating at the player that's dribbling out, telling them where to put the ball. Because sometimes in the rush, the player dribbling can't see where to get it. So you want to make sure that you tell the teammates, help your teammate out, tell them which square to dribble to. And that's what they do in a match as well. So you want to organise players. You know, you go left, you mark him, you mark her, things like that. So players could be communicating. So it gets players thinking on their feet, dribbling, concentrating, passing, having a laugh. Okay, so that's tic-tac-toe, ho-ho-ho. All the best. And if you need any other soccer coaching material, just head over to Amazon. I've got Coaching Kids Soccer Volumes 1, 2, 3. I've also got another book called 50 Tips on How to Coach a Children's Soccer Team. And I've got this one called Kicking It with Santa, 20 Christmas-themed drills. That's what this one's from. And what else have I got? I've got lots of adult books as well. So if you're coaching senior players, I've got Training Sessions for Soccer Coaches, Volumes 1, 2, 3. I've got Rondo drills as well. There's 2 volumes of that, and I've also got attacking and shooting drills for soccer coaches, volumes 1 and 2 at the moment. So yeah, lots of stuff on Amazon, and they're all aimed at grassroots soccer coaches, so beginner coaches, volunteer coaches, anything like that. All right, so if you haven't had the time to go through any, you know, professional courses or what, these books really give you a step up and give you the confidence to coach anything from junior teams through to adult teams. And they're really no fancy language or anything like that, just good practical drills that you can use week in, week out at your training session at your local club. So yeah, thanks for your support. Hopefully you're getting some good information out of these podcasts, and I will be doing a senior player and adult player podcast at some stage, but I'm just getting in the swing of things and getting the kids ones up and running. So yeah, keep an ear out for that in the future. Okay, thanks guys. Merry Christmas if this is before the 25th, and yeah, all the best.